This is Covenant Eyes Radio, helping you in your journey to stay pure online. The church often encourages its members to find accountability relationships in their pursuit to be more like Christ. We at Covenant Eyes also strongly believe in the power of accountability friendships, but these friendships need to be more than skin deep. Over the past several weeks, we've been playing portions of our conversation with Dr. Larry Crabb. Speaking from his book, Soul Talk, Dr. Crabb has been helping us understand the ways we can build deeper accountability relationships with people in the body of Christ. He has been talking with us about what he calls the five dance steps of Christian conversation, five important ways of thinking that help us to interact with our friends in a way that moves us to repent of sin and hunger more for God. This week he talks about the fourth step, think story. This step is about being curious about our accountability partner's life, curious about the significant relationships that have had the deepest impact on them.
You know, everybody's life is a story. Wherever they are in the moment, it's the product of a lot of things that have been happening for a long time. I would like to know what's going on in your current primary relationships. I want to talk about your past primary relationships. And then you say, in the middle of all that, tell me what the person of Jesus, tell me what the Holy Spirit is like for you. What does it mean in your relationship with God?
Well, I want to move on to the next one here. This one is, I think, might be my favorite one. Think story. What is that? What do you mean by think story?
You know, everybody's life is a story. Wherever they are in the moment, it's the product of a lot of things that have been happening for a long time. And I would like to explore the story of your life without trying to get technical here. I think I can put that in maybe four realms that if people keep in their mind, it might help them as they're talking to other folks or their small group or over a long dinner conversation. One is, I would like to know what's going on in your current primary relationships. When some guy tells me that he's struggling at work, I might say to him, well, tell me how you interact with your wife about that. That's your present primary relationship. I'd like to know the story of what's happening in your relationships. Because God is a Trinity, therefore relationships are the final reality, so I want to hear more than about your bad bank account. I don't want to hear less than that if that's the case, but I want to hear how you're relating to the people in your life in the middle of your struggles with economics, whatever it might be. So the current primary relationship I'm going to talk about. And then it takes a lot of time to go to the next one. I want to talk about your earlier, your past primary relationships. And I want to hear about your background, not because I'm a psychologist, but because I'm curious. And because the events of our past do shape the way we understand who we are, and they do shape our definitions of life and death. When my dad affirms me as a kid, there's something in me that says, I know what life is, to get an authority figure to affirm me. If dad doesn't affirm me, I might say, I know what death is, and the authority figure doesn't affirm me, and I spend the rest of my life trying to get people to affirm me, which is totally self-obsessed. So I would just like to hear about the wounds of your past, the difficulties of the past, and how they shape the way you're relating today. But then, I tell you what a lot of us are not good at in terms of hearing the story, because this is very threatening and uncomfortable, and I'm not sure if we're ever going to do this very well, but it's something to think about. What is happening in the immediate moment between you and me? What is the immediate relationship? When I'm counseling with people, when I put on my professional hat and talking in a counseling kind of way, which really is no different than when I'm meeting people at a coffee shop, but oftentimes I will say, when I said that last sentence, I saw you look away. What was happening in you right then? If we were to end the conversation right now, what would you walk away thinking right now? Would you like to know what's happening in me as you said that last sentence? And as you start talking about what's happening in the immediate moment, let me tell you, the stakes get pretty high and the discomfort level gets pretty strong, but the opportunity for soul-to-soul meeting that is anything but boring and has the potential for incredible connection becomes very, very alive. And then the last thing, of course, is, you know, what does it mean in your relationship with God? I think we too easily go there quickly and keep it at a superficial level, but if I've told my story about what's happening in my current relationships, my past relationships, and my immediate relationship, and then you say, in the middle of all that, tell me what the person of Jesus, tell me what the Holy Spirit is like for you. Talk about that. And so many times we just kind of stumble and mumble, but it opens the door to thinking in very important categories. If I come across somebody who really wants to hear me tell my story, there's something in me that says, really, do you really want to hear it? I've been in a spiritual formation group now with a couple of the couples, my wife and I, for about 6 years now. Then my last birthday a year ago, the group came to me and said, our birthday present for you is when we meet tonight, we're going to meet for 4 hours. We had actually a Saturday afternoon planned, I think it was. And we would like you to take the entire four hours and just tell us everything you're aware of in your story. We want to hear from you. Just talk to us, and we're going to be all ears for the next 4 hours. And I looked at them, and I said, are you kidding me? And they said, we're fascinated. We want to know who you are. And I thought, my gracious, I could not get a better birthday gift.
That's an incredible gift. I know that is wonderful. I think, what is it about church that would want to keep me coming back, even if I wasn't in any sort of mood, that I would still hate to miss church? I think it's those kind of relationships that would make me want to go back and be a part of the community of faith again and again and again. Of course, obviously, wonderful teaching is important. So is wonderful times of corporate worship. But I think what really keeps me interested in the community experience are those kind of relationships, those kind of people, and those kind of people that are not only interested in me and my story, but that I can be interested in their story. Because
yes, and I really believe that churches should not be defined as an event. It should be defined as a community.
Thank you for listening to Covenant Eyes Radio. In our next episode, Dr. Crabb will share the fifth and final dance step of Soul Talk. For more information about Dr. Larry Crabb and his resources, visit newwayministries.org. Listen to more of our podcasts on iTunes or the Covenant Eyes blog, Breaking Free, at covenanteyes.com/blog.